Amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 24. I've been looking for this verse all week, and I knew it was in the Bible, just couldn't figure out exactly how it was worded to find it. And this evening I found it. About 6:30 or 7. So that should tell you what time I found it. So how long I've had to get ready. I'm teasing with you. Y'all look worried sometimes when I get up here doing that. Amen. Because I'm worried. All right, verse 16. The Bible says, "For a just man falleth seven times and arises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." It blows my mind, really, to think of this verse. We have been trained in our thinking and trained in our thought patterns to think that a just or righteous man doesn't fall. Look at me. Look over at your neighbor. And if it's your wife, you can't say this. But if it's not, tell them, "I've got faults you don't know about." Boy, I got y'all by the tail already, don't I? If it's your husband or wife, they probably know about them. All right. But the fact is, this verse is a wonderful verse. And it simply says to us that you can be just and fall seven times. Boy, y'all think I'm in a different denomination, don't you? I'm not. I'm in the Bible. The difference is the mighty fall, but the great get up. The righteous go down, but the righteous don't quit. And what I want to preach to us about here, if the Lord would help me, I want to preach on, "I still got my bottle." Would you stretch forth your hands and ask God to help us? Father, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, the mercy of God from everlasting to everlasting. Father, thank you for this meeting, for this people. Thank you for the blessings of the Lord. And we pray that you would grant us the ability to preach, Father, and grant them the ability to hear. Father, there's nothing wrong with ability if it's anointed. God, so grant us above all an unction and the anointing to do the work of God. And we'll not fail to give you praise. And the church said, amen. Amen. For those of you that's missed the first two parts of it, the first night I preached on, "Don't let the devil get your bottle." Last night we preached on what happens when you lose your bottle. And tonight I'd like to tell the devil that I've lost it a few times. I've failed a few times. But the bottom line is, I'm still got a hold of it. Amen. For just to fill those in that's not been here, when I was a little boy, I used to get a pop bottle and preach. And 6, 7 years old maybe, I would stand up in a chair and preach. And the devil got me out in sin, amen, and took away that dream, amen. But the Lord give it back to me. Amen. And I want to try to help us here. I feel like the Lord has dealt with me. And maybe I can help you. And maybe we'll just see what happens. And the only thing I hate about good meetings like this is if they come to an end. But if they don't, I can be back. All right? Amen. Here we are. Amen. I want you to understand that a righteous man, amen, does not make him righteous. The fact that he never stumbles and he never falls. The fact that makes him righteous is the fact that his heart is clean, he is just in his motive, he is pure in his thoughts, and his desire was to do that which was right. That's what makes a man righteous, and that's what makes a man just. And just men will make mistakes. They will lose the bottle. Now, you look at me here. You can be as righteous as you want, but the truth is there's none righteous. No, not one. There's nobody here at some point in time that can't point back to the past and say, "I have lost that which God entrusted me with. I lost a prayer life. I lost something. I lost a joy. I lost something. Amen. But the fact is, we serve a God that is married, amen, to the backslider. Amen. He knows when we struggle. He knows when we come short. He understands. As a matter of fact, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, the Pharisees came to the Lord and they said, this man sits with sinners and he eats with the publican. And Jesus, spelling off of that, and made the greatest parable that most commentators think was ever said or penned on paper. He began to talk about three lost things. And the first thing was the lost sheep. And then he said there was 100 sheep a man had, and one of them went astray. And what kind of shepherd would not leave the 99 and go find that one sheep that went astray? Now you've got to understand, he's making a statement. A sheep never leaves on purpose. I mean, don't fall out with me right here. Mike Roberts said it. Blame it on him. Amen. He said that sheep are dumb animals. Oh Lord, that didn't go over good. Amen. I'm a sheep too. Dear God. Amen. But they never on purpose. Their desire is to always stay next to the shepherd. But a sheep gets his head down, gets to eating, amen, and doing the daily activities that he's supposed to do. And before he gets looked and back up, he is too far away from the shepherd to find his way home. That's how sheep get lost, by accident. The good sheep, a pure person in here, amen. You ever got busy doing the household chores, sister? Amen. Amen. Taking care of children, doing laundry, amen, doing the things that you were supposed to do, and too much time elapses and you realize, amen, I'm farther away from the Lord than I should be. Most of us men, we've worked and we've done ministries, amen, but we wake up one day and we're farther away. And we really didn't want to be that far away. And then he said there was another lost thing. There was a lost piece of silver, a coin. And that coin could not lose itself. Could I submit to you that that coin never grew legs? And it never walked away on its own? It never rolled away, never wiggled. Somebody else, and that had to affect it and lose it. So the Lord says, first of all, if you get too busy, amen, and you lose what I've given you, I'm going to come looking for you. And the second thing he said was, if you get wounded by somebody else, if somebody else loses you and helps you get lost, amen, I understand. I'm God. And I sit with these kind of people and I go looking for them. How many has ever been hurt in a church? Amen. And you got bitter. Y'all got smile at me. Amen. Y'all know it's right. But the Lord said, I go looking for that one. And not only that, he said there was a prodigal son. There was a man that had a son, and that man looks at, and his son looks at him and says, give me the portion that belongeth to me. He gives it to him, and the child walks away, gets in the hog lot, loses it all, spends it on righteous living, and in essence looked at his father and he spit in his face and said, Father, I don't want what you have. I'd rather have the world. So he walks away and he goes to the world. Amen. But I want you to know, when that one that spit in God's face, amen, comes back, amen, the Father's arms are open wide, amen, to receive and give it back to even the one that spits in God's face. Somebody say amen. Hebrews chapter 11 is such a wonderful portion of Scripture. It's a wonderful Hebrews Hall of Fame. Amen. It's one of the greatest books in my opinion. But it starts and it pins off and it says men like Abel and men talks of Cain and talks of these men. And it goes on down of Abraham. But do you realize it goes to Moses? And then it gets on down to verse 32 and it talks about David and Jephthah. But I want you to understand, if we look at those men on the surface, we look at Samson that carried the gates, we look at Samson that would kill hundreds of Philistines, amen, we look at David that would give the blueprint, so to speak, to the temple, a man that everybody in here says, I want to be like David. Every one of us has prayed that prayer. This wonderful man David, we claim Moses as the meekest men on earth, but brother, can I tell you that they were more like you than you realize. Amen. They were just like us. Brother, there were times in their life, amen, even though they are in what we call the Hall of Fame of the heroes of faith, we've got to look at them and recognize there was times, amen, that they failed God. Now shout amen. Take your halo off a little while. I'm going to preach to you, okay? Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, brother. If we look close enough at each one of us, we're too much like those people. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a lot like David. Hey, man, I'm a lot like Samson. I'm a lot like Barak. I'm a lot like Jephthah. Come on here. Hey, man, the fact was they was great men, just men. But the just men shall lose it sometimes. I wish I could help you here. Moses was such a wonderful man. But we talk about the great exploits that he does. But I'm going to submit to you a scenario right here. I want you to stay with this before I get to my message. Moses was a man that was called from his birth. And God had his hand on him in such a mighty way. And so much so that he was placed in the bulrush. And the waters were even anointed of God to push him to the right place. Amen. And he got in the hands of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. And was placed inside of the palace. He was placed there and he had a call in his heart. Amen. That one day I'm going to deliver. One day I'm going to set these people free. Amen. But Moses was too much like you are. And he was too much like I am. Amen. And when he saw those two Egyptians smiting those Israelis, he could not take it. That calling inside of him, brother, he knew he was supposed to do something. He knew he was going to deliver them, but brother, he absolutely missed God. How do I know that he missed God? Because God would give Moses the words, "Thou shalt not murder." But Moses was the man that took and slayed these two against what he would pin down in the future. Amen. Against his own. He would be judged against his own pen. Y'all hear? But Moses kills two men. And absolutely without a doubt, Moses was feeling what he was supposed to do in life. But Moses had miscalculated, amen, his timing. He had miscalculated the time God wanted him to move. And because of Moses' sin, it pushed him into the desert and the wilderness for 40 years. Now I want you to understand me. I'm not telling you, I don't want you to fall out with me. But I believe God had placed Moses in the providence of God to be Pharaoh's son. Amen. Because the Bible said in Exodus chapter 2, the last verses, it said in the process of the fullness of time that the king of Egypt died. Amen. Do you know who's going to be the king after the king dies? It's going to be the king's son. And who was the king's son? It was Moses. But brother, Moses had messed up 40 years before, and Moses was in place to move in. But because Moses losing his bottle, amen, he was out in the desert. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something here. Brother, God will take what you messed up and use it for your good. But that does not mean it was the will of God for you to lose it. He might give you a wife out there. He might teach you to tend the sheep out there. He might teach you to be a shepherd. But brother, if you had not messed up and lost it, you would not deal with the consequences. Now help me here. There's folks that have messed up in their life that they will never stand behind this sacred desk and preach the gospel. They have done things that has messed them up. And I'm not here shaking you or being mean to you. I'm just saying that's the reality. And they know they won't do it. They lost that bottle. I mean, they might have felt like preaching. They gave that bottle up. They
miscalculated. They got into something they shouldn't have, and it affected them. Now hear me. When you sin and you do lose that bottle, there are consequences of losing it. Don't you think you're just going to lose it? It's not going to affect nothing. God may teach you something while you're out there, why you don't have it, but brother, it's not the will of God to murder and go away from the providence of the Lord. But what happened? I feel like preaching to you. I ain't going to preach long. I got a longer trip tonight than you do. But I want you to know that something happened. After the king died, the children began to cry. Amen. For reason of their bondage. They was in bondage. So listen to me. You've got to have the consequence of the miscalculation. But brother, if you can get the cry after the consequence, amen, you can get the chain counter. That will change it. Come on here. I know y'all didn't get all that. I said if you can cry after you miscalculated, you can have an encounter that will change it. And I feel like preaching to you right here. Everybody look up at me right here. And I want you to say, I've missed it, Brother Inman. And I'm telling you, I've missed it. Brother, but I'm going to tell you something. The mercy and the experience of God on the backside of a desert when He causes a burning bush to burn and it does not consume. And we have a fresh experience with God. God is so merciful that if you lose it on accident, He's going to give it back to you. Y'all ain't going to help me preach. If you somebody else loses you, He wants to give it back to you. And there's some if you spit in His face and you walked away, young lady, God loves you so much that He's willing to give it back to you if you'll come back home. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I'm going to tell you something. I feel the Holy Ghost. I still got it. I may have lost it. I may have put it to the side. But this week I've been feeling it. And I know that I got it. And I'm like to come here now. I didn't come to tell you. I come to tell the devil. I still got my bottle. And I still got my message. And I still got my song. And I still got my joy. Amen. Listen, Peter lost it. But Peter, pinned down after he lost it, at the end of one of his writings, he said, after you have suffered a while, after you've been after you felt what it feels like to get up in the morning without a dream, after you woke up in the morning and you know what it feels like to be cold, and you woke up in the morning, Peter said, I spit in his face. I didn't do right. I messed up. But after I'd suffered a while, He strengthened me. He established me. And He settled me. You ain't going to help me preach. I feel the touch of God. You need to lift your hands and say, I might have lost it, but bless God, I still got it. I've got it back. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. And you can't have it. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Sister, after a pinched nerve, I still got it. After heart surgery, I still got it. After they talked about Joseph, he still got it. After they threw him in the prison, he still got it. After they put him in Potiphar's house and lied on him, he still got it. Amen. After they asked him to interpret their dreams, he still had it. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't nothing to keep it if you don't never go through nothing. But when you've gone through the trial and you've gone through the battle and you've been through the lions and the lions didn't eat it and you've been through the waters and the flood couldn't drown it and you've been through the storm and the storm couldn't take it away, and you can come out the other side and you can say, still got it. Still got it. I feel the Holy Ghost. I messed up. I missed it. I've done wrong. But after all of this, the Lord is faithful. After the boils, after the sickness, after the family turned to curse God, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And blessed be the name of the Lord.
David sinned with Bathsheba. He still got it. Samson lied with Delilah. But God was faithful. And he still got put in Hebrews chapter. You know what? I want to tell you something. You might have... The devil told you you messed up. And you've done too much. And you went too far. But God is faithful. Man, I mean, I feel like somebody here needs to recognize... After all this, do you understand that? That's an accomplishment. I've got a testimony that I had heart surgery and God stood with me. After this, I still come to church. I've got a testimony that after all have forsaken me, the Lord has taken me up. When mother and father didn't really want me, the Lord has stood by me this night. Amen. And the fact is, I don't even know what to do here. I'm about done preaching. I mean, I just felt like, I really just felt like doing this. This is what I felt like doing. It may not mean nothing to you, but as for me and little Stephanie Faye, we've been through hell and high water in the last 3 years. I mean, we had people we loved. I ain't going to go into all of it. I'm just going to shout it in the mouth of hell. Amen. I'm still in the ministry. I'm still preaching the gospel. She's still singing the gospel. Amen. And we're still lifting up hands after all of this. And that's what I'm trying to get you to tell the devil. I've been through the flood. Jimmy, you've been through the trial, but you still got a desire. Hey, 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 hey. Hey. That says way down in here, I love the Lord. And He heard my cry. Stephanie, come on, I'm done. Sir Francis Scott, Fort McHenry was under attack by the British. And you know the story. But I want you to listen. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light after the night's over what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, the ramparts we watched are so gallantly streaming. Rockets' red glare, bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. And he asked the question, oh, say, can you see? Amen. Does the star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home
of the brave. Y'all ain't getting it, are you? After everything the British could do to them, after everything they could throw, give me that flag, can I ask why? After everything they could throw at them, after every bomb, every rocket, everything that they had, brother, they had threw at the Americans, but I want you to know in the morning, they looked out and he said, oh, say, can you see by dawn's early light what's the home of the brave and the land of the free? I'm going to tell you something, Jimmy. You're brave. I said you're brave. And the question is it still there? You might have fallen 7 times, but get up. Hold it. I wish I thought that about you. And I come to ask you this. Oh, say, does the star-spangled banner yet wave? Jimmy, I hate to pull you out so much. I'm just so proud of you, you'll never know. Does it still wave, buddy? Who'd look at me and say, right here? Shake it in the devil's face. I still got the bottle. I'm still here after the night's over. I'm still here after the trouble. Anybody got a handkerchief? Hey, man, get you. I'll get you. Come here. Hey, buddy. Hey, brother. Take them right there and give them to everybody that ain't got one. Hey, man, I tell you what, we're going to help me out here. Get us one of them. Let's pass them out real quick. And don't leave them after church neither, all right? Hey, man, pick them up. Here's what I want us to do. Lord willing, this will be, give them to everybody. Hey, man, what I want you to do is I want you to say it's still waving. I'm still shouting. I'm still singing. I'm still marching. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm one of His. Come on, let the devil know. I've been through the sickness. I've been through the fire. I've been through the heartache. I've been through the discouragement. I've been through the depression. I've been through the pain. I've been through the forsaken. I've been through the lies. I've been through the bankruptcy. I've been through the heartache. But I'm still there. I've been through it, but I'm still there. Somebody ought to obey the Lord right here and get out there. I wish somebody'd run for me. Dear God, I wish somebody'd obey the Lord and let the devil know I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Well, I'm still preaching. I'm still singing. I may have fallen 7 times, but I've got back up. Wave it, Brother Jerry. I may have fallen 7 times, but Shadeville Church is still going. We've been through the fire. We've been talked about. We've been lied on. But we still got our flags waving. Saying, I still got it. The flame may have flickered. Pop, 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 pop. The flame may have flickered, but devil, the fire never went out. Pop, pop, pop. Somebody lift a hand and tell them, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it.
Sister Kim, tell you what I want you to do. I believe God can heal you right here. I don't want to ask you to do something you can't do. But if you're able, I'd like for you to get that flag. And y'all know me good enough, I don't do much of this. And I'd like you to take as little time, slow as you need to go. And I'd like you to walk it right down through there and show the devil after the pain, after the depression, I still love the Lord. I tell you what, by the time she gets back, I want somebody else to be waiting on her and say, I want to show the devil that I'm still there. Come on, I want you to be, come on now. Woo! That's it, that's it. Hey! After my wife's been sick and they said she wasn't going to make it, she's still there and we're still serving God. How many believes God's a healer? Stretch your hands. Ask God to take that pinched nerve out right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, that even the devils tremble, I'm praying that you would send the power of the Holy Ghost into that body. And that you would relieve that nerve pain. God, do it even as thy servants have asked. Father, and give her relief from this night forward. Father, release the pressure. Father, that she can live a normal, healthy, prosperous life and be in health even as her soul prospers. And Lord, do it in the name of Jesus. How many believes God can do it right now? Give Him praise. Give Him glory. And say, thank you, Lord, you're our healer. By your stripes, we are healed. Through my battles, I didn't always do great. There was times I was more bitter than I ought to be. There's times I had feelings I shouldn't have had. There's times I said something I shouldn't have said. I'm not talking about cussing. Oh, take your halo off. I already told you. You did too. You just hit it better than he did. But the bottom line is, he sits with sinners and publicans and the just shall fall 7 times. Doesn't say we won't fall. Doesn't say we won't stump our toe. It just says we're going to get up. Rejoice, not over me, mine enemy. For if I fall, I shall arise. I'm getting back up, devil. I feel something here. I'm getting back up. I was so low. I was so low. I lay it on. I mean, you ever been in a fight? I'm a redneck. We used to fight a lot. I've been whooped my share of times before I got saved. And I've whooped my share of times. But the worst place in the world is once they get you on your back. It is hard to win, brother, on your back. I've been so low, I said, God, if you just get me back on my feet, I can fight a whole lot better. I can't fight from where I am, Lord. But if you'll just pick me up and get him off me just for a minute. Y'all getting this? If you'll get him off me just a minute, I'm going to get up. And if I get up, he's got trouble. Because I've been through a couple battles now. I figured out his left hook. Y'all hear? I figured out how he throws his jab. Y'all. And if I can get back up, I can do better, Lord. Woo! If I can just get back up, I can do better. Hey, but come on here. I feel like somebody ought to lift a hand and ought to say, Lord, help me up and I'll do better. Just help me get back up. Just get him off of me just for a moment. And I ain't never, come on, I may be on the bottom, but I ain't lost it. Just let me back up. I still got a desire to fight, Lord. I'm just on the bottom getting my head pounds. Let me up, amen. I feel the Holy Ghost right now wants to help you get up. Hey, everybody stand with me. I'm done preaching. The Holy Ghost wants to let you up. Every head bowed all over the building. Brother Inman, this was for me. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Brother, God wants to bring you back up. It's not a shame to get knocked down. It's not a shame to mess up. It's a shame to lay there. For the mighty have fallen. Won't you come up here right now and say, I'd like another chance. Are you here? We're going to go on, but right now I want to give somebody a chance. Say, I'd like to come. We're going to go on with the service. But I'm going to give you a chance, ma'am. And you can leave here saying, I got my bottle. Just a minute. I'm going on with this. Do you want to come? You've lifted your hand. Come on. All right. Everybody all over the building, stand with me. Let's lift our hands up to God. Thank God for the revival. Thank God for the service. Give me some musicians. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell him I still got it. Amen. Just like the Bible says. Thank the Lord.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. For God I live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. There's been times in my life when I was down and in despair. Fell down on my knees and I called on God in prayer. Thanked Him for His blessings and named them one by one. Most of all, I thank You, Lord, for all You've done. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. The Hebrew boys can testify how God took out the heat in the fiery